Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Glory to God Most High. Yes, I speak victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song. You're welcome back, and here's God's word for the seventh day in March 2027. Don't give Satan any space in your life. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27 says, "Neither give place to the devil." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for making us a part of it. We thank you for the life that you have given to us. We thank you for good health and sound mind. We thank you for our loved ones. We also thank you for your goodness in our lives. And Lord, we thank you for your word that you have brought to us today. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Every believer who wants to succeed in this life and accomplish the plan and purpose of God for their lives must be constantly aware of the fact that the devil is an avowed foe. Beloved, one thing you should know about the character of Satan is that once he has identified a target, he would go after that target from birth to death with a determined intention to bring him or her down. Satan never gives up on his targets until death, irrespective of their spiritual status or heights of accomplishment. The adversary believes that he can bring down any man or woman of God, irrespective of how anointed they may be. Hence, God cautions his children not to give him, that's the devil, any space in their lives. A careful study of the Bible reveals that Satan was out to kill baby Jesus, but he failed because God told Joseph to run with the child to Egypt. At the commencement of Jesus' earthly ministry, he showed up again and tried to manipulate the master into doing his bidding, including worshipping him. But Jesus was too smart for the devil. Even though Jesus defeated him after those temptations, he didn't give up. He only left Jesus for a season. We find that referenced in Luke chapter 4, verse 13. About 3.5 years down the line, the devil showed up again by entering Judas to betray Jesus, not knowing that it was a grievous miscalculation on his part. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, Apostle Paul said, "But the rulers of this world have not understood it. If they had, they would not have crucified our glorious Lord." Hallelujah. Beloved, even though the devil failed woefully in his efforts to thwart the destiny of Jesus, he did not fail to truncate the life of Samson because of a woman. Don't let him succeed in cutting your life short or ruining your destiny. While he used sex to distort the destiny of Reuben, he used hunger to deprive Esau of his birthright and anger to prevent Moses from entering the promised land. Don't compromise with your vulnerabilities because the old serpent is too smart for you when it comes to evil schemes. But even if he had succeeded in bringing you down before now, the fact that you can read or listen to this devotional shows that you still have a choice, a chance to rise and fulfill your purpose in life. God has not given up on you, hence, you shouldn't give up on yourself. However, I want to encourage you to be resolute in your decision to never give Satan any space again in your life. Be prayerful and meditate on God's word regularly, and you will triumph without fail. Amen. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. Say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding me of the viciousness of the adversary. Please give me the grace to continually resist the devil, steadfast in my faith, and the discipline to never compromise your standards with the old serpent. I declare victory over all the antics of the evil one. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you today. Closing out today's episode is Tim Godfrey featuring IBK, and this singing a song titled Victory. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
saved the wretch, a wretch sinner like me. Once I was blind, to sin, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Let me have one declare. Amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
A wretch like me.
A wretch like me.
You know, before now I was blind.
Once I was blind.
But now I see.
But now I see.
Yes.
Amazing grace.
And abortion.
How sweet that sound.